You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, I'm confused again. I'm confused again. All right, California signs a law saying 12-year-olds can go and get the HPV vaccine. 12-year-olds do not need parental consent. They could get the HPV vaccine, they could get hepatitis vaccines, whatever they want to do to prevent STDs. And I know some people are like, oh, yay, that's so nice. Yay, the kids don't have to ask their parents. Yeah, you know what I don't understand is, why can't a 12-year-old wait till they're 18 to get an HPV vaccine? And if they want it earlier because their parents don't, then why don't they just keep their legs closed? I mean, what I don't understand is are a bunch of 12-year-olds marching saying we want to have access to the HPV vaccine for human papillomavirus and our parents won't let us get the shot, and because I can't wait till I'm not a minor anymore when I'm 18, we need to lobby for this to be approved. If not, I'm at risk. Really, does a 12-year-old need to have sex? Really? I'm shocked. Okay, now, I understand what's going on. Right now, apparently in California, 12-year-olds can get STD treatments, from what I understand, without parental consent. So the law just extends that they might as well, at the same time, get their vaccine. They get the hepatitis vaccine, although I don't know how they're getting into school without the hepatitis vaccine. Usually before you go into kindergarten, you need to have your hepatitis vaccines, the three of them. But, you know, they say you can get the HPV vaccine, hepatitis B, the HIV post-exposure medications, 12 years old. What's a 12-year-old been doing? Now, in Nevada, they don't have laws like this. Right now, I'm looking. It looks like the states that have laws that extend the ability to minors to get preventative measures, especially with STDs, is Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Montana, North Carolina, South Carolina, South Dakota, and District of Columbia. I practiced in Nevada, and I used to practice in Arizona, and no, I wasn't allowed to treat a minor without parental consent, unless, of course, the minor was pregnant, and boy, did we have a lot of those. I told you about the time I delivered a baby. Kid was only 12 years old, got pregnant when she was 11, from what I understand, consensual. You know, I'm running around the OB ward, you know, delivering babies left and right. You know, I got my, I was catching like footballs, you know, like I was a quarterback, and, you know, I hear somebody screaming, a baby just, or I hear a kid screaming in the room. And so I tell a nurse, I go, look, someone's going to have to help me with the kid because I gotta deliver this mom. And it wasn't the mom. The mom was sitting there looking worried, you know, like deer in the headlights to look at the baby. The girl was holding a teddy bear about to give birth. Now, I have to admit, it was the easiest delivery. I honestly, these 12-year-old girls can pop out babies like a Pez dispenser. I was amazed at how easy the delivery was. You know, here, my first, I was in 5 days of labor. I was screaming. Epidural didn't take. I was cussing at my husband, right? Ripping on his mother, you know, yelling at the OB, yelling and screaming. I mean, it came out pretty quick. It was easy to deliver, but still, I mean, she was holding on to her teddy bear, and I'm like, do you want to put the teddy bear down to hold your baby? You know, I mean, she's a kid. He's all right, so what does it mean? If 12-year-olds get to, or are allowed to go and get their treatment without parental consent, go and get their vaccines, then they don't get the ass chewing they need. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I don't want a child suffering with an STD at home, afraid to tell their mom and dad. But if mom and dad know, maybe they could prevent the child from getting another STD. You know, one of my patients, he brought his daughter in for the first time. The patient's 36 years old. I had no idea he had a 13, 14-year-old daughter. He brings her in for the first time, and I was seeing her for chlamydia. And I look at him, and I go, you know, how'd it go? How did you find out what happened? And, you know, he goes, this is the first time I found out. I mean, I go, what are you going to do? You know, when she left to go to the bathroom, I'm like, how are you going to handle this? You know, are you going to find the boy? Are you going to talk to the boy's parents? He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And what blows my mind is how parents of teenagers are so shocked. Like, oh, my baby, you know, could do no wrong. My baby got an STD. Yes, your baby's doing wrong. And I've talked about this, okay? Your kids aren't going out on a date on a Saturday night where the date is knocking on the door, asking for your permission to take your daughter to a nice movie and have a nice dinner and then take her back so you're watching the clock and you could calculate, that's not when the kids are having sex. They're having sex before and after school. Mom, I gotta go to school early today because there's a physics club meeting. Oh my, you have an interest in physics? I am so proud of you. Look at you. Oh, you're growing up. Absolutely. Go to the physics club. Physics, my fight. They're not studying physics. Please. They're studying phallic, you know what they're studying. So honestly, if your kid has a newfound interest in the key club and they really weren't that interested in extracurricular activities up until now, right? They're with Kurt. And you need to do something about it. Don't be shocked. Don't come into my office. Don't go into the doctor's office going, how could this happen? They're my baby. I mean, you know, my boys, they're 11 and 8. And, I think they're still too young. I mean, I know they think about boobies and stuff. I mean, I know, you know, they think that stuff is funny. But maybe I'm naive, but I think they are so far away from the whole sex scene that I think I'm good. But you could bet your butt that I talk to them about it all the time. You know, like, oh, we're watching Glee. And, you know, my boys, you know, they're really not into Glee, you know, because they think it's a girl movie. But every now and then they'll listen to the singing. And when one of the ladies' girls got pregnant, Quinn, and then I guess she had to give up the baby. And I told him, I go, this is what happens when you have sex. I'm like, well, how did that happen? You know, I explained to them. So you always want to talk to them. Have that talk. Don't be shocked. Because now your 12-year-old, if you all live in California, if you live in any of these other states, is probably getting gonorrhea and herpes treatment and HIV treatment without your knowledge. Now, that scares the heck out of me because, you know, what if there's an allergy to an antibiotic? What if she doesn't react well to the vaccine? I mean, you know, for the most part, these vaccines are safe. But your child looks sick and you don't know what the heck happened. Assume they went to the doctor for treatment. When we come back, vitamin E may cause prostate cancer. Oh, goody. On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomb from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16.6540. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.0687, $853.43 for a half ounce, or $426.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.0687, $853.43, and $426.72.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, this just in, breaking medical news. You know, it's tough because, you know, I do a health show, do a medical show. Everybody else gets to talk about Al-Qaeda, Libya, Obama, right? Here's my breaking health news. Fruits and vegetables. I'm trying to make this sound exciting. Fruits and vegetables could modify gene linked to heart disease. Ah! Dun, dun, dun! I gotta tell you, one of these days I'll get to do the fancy political talk. One of these days. But now we gotta talk about fruits and vegetables. No, but honestly, this is kinda cool. This is kind of cool, okay? We keep telling everybody you gotta eat fruits and vegetables or you're gonna die, right? That's what we do. My mom did. She's like, you will die. I'm like, alright, I'll eat the fruits and vegetables. And actually researchers from Canada, right? The Canadians did this one, okay? We gotta give them a hand. They found out why fruits and vegetables save lives and protect your heart. Apparently, many of us that are supposed to die of heart disease have a gene variant called 9P21. I don't know. Maybe it wears a t-shirt that has that lettering on it. I don't know why it's called 9P21, but it is. Now, they said people that eat fruits and vegetables can actually shut this gene off, turn off the gene. Now, I always thought, well, genes you inherit. If you inherit a gene, you're screwed. But they could actually turn off a gene's expression. When you get genes, they can express themselves or not express themselves. Okay? Some of us are a little bit more expressive than others. But they said raw fruits and vegetables, at least 2 to 3 servings a day, raw especially, can stop this gene expression. Now, I don't know if it's going to stop it for good, stop it for life, or does it just stop it that day? They don't go into too many details, but obviously the health recommendation right now is eating 5 or more. But if they found 2 does a trick, whew, good. I eat vegetables. It's important to eat vegetables. We all should eat vegetables. We really, really should. Really should. I eat vegetables. I eat ranch dip with my vegetables. All right, so you see, that's cool. Okay, that's why vegetables work. They turn off a gene called 9P21. You know, I don't know if any of you guys actually, when you go to work the next day, talk about my show, right? Oh, Dr. Dolly, that'd be too embarrassing. I can't let people know you listen. Yes, you can. Really, you can't spread the word. Is listening to my show that much of an embarrassment? Really? I mean, are you guys at like a stoplight right now? And do you roll up the windows? You see, when I used to listen to the oldie station and sing to like Neil Sedaka or, platter songs, I would roll up the windows because I'd be embarrassed. You know, somebody else next to me, you know, would be listening to, you know, some hardcore, I don't know, rap or whatever. And, you know, and I'd be like, you know, 16 candles. I'd just be singing to songs. So I can understand the idea of rolling up the window because you don't want people to hear what you're listening on the radio. But come on, honestly, you can teach people stuff. So when they're all in the lunchroom, you know, grabbing the mac and cheese, you could tell them that they need to, eat better because Dr. Dolly said so. Dr. Who? Teach them. Okay, we talked about this yesterday. This was breaking news yesterday that we didn't get to on your hour of the show. Now my show is on 3 hours a day. I know. I cannot believe people want to listen to my show for 3 hours, but they do. They do. Luckily, Genesis Communications Network gave me an amazing opportunity and allowed me to be on air for 3 hours a day. I'm sure a lot of people are throwing tomatoes at them, but now you know, don't be throwing tomatoes at GCN. Eat the tomatoes. They're healthy. So anyway, one of the hours we talked about, the U.S. food supply has been threatened. Okay, and it's been threatened not by Al-Qaeda, but by foreign insects and diseases that snuck into our borders. Now, what happened was after September 11th, Homeland Security had to shift a lot of their workers over to the anti-terrorism unit, so there were less people checking the fruits and vegetables and wood pallets and, tiles from Italy, etc. Things that were coming into the country weren't checked as scrutinously, yes, I'm making up the word, and so a lot of foreign insects have come into the country. Now, I know some of you are like, well, buy a fly swatter, come on. It's a little bit more involved and dramatic than that. Apparently, when you get foreign insects coming to our vegetable supply and fruit supply that isn't used to something foreign, they don't seem to do as well. So apparently, there were 19 Mediterranean fruit fly infestations that took hold of California. And the European grapevine moth, there's actually a moth called the European grapevine. It caused us to, it could have caused a lot of damage to wine country. So we had to spend a lot of money spraying and quarantining area of across our wine country. Now, I'm not around wine country. If I did, I'd probably be in a hell of a lot better mood. But I do plan to visit there one day. Now, there's also a bug. I don't know what kind of a bug. It's called the Asian citrus psyllid, P-S-Y-L-L-I-D. This can carry a disease that has disseminated Florida orange groves. This crossed the border from Mexico, and it is now threatening California's 1.8 billion citrus industry. So you see, if they spent a little bit more money on Homeland Security, we wouldn't now have all this cost trying to save our foliage. Now, there's a moth called the New Zealand's light brown apple moth. Doesn't that sound tasty? That sounds like something I wouldn't mind getting stuck in my teeth driving down the highway, a light brown apple moth. Anyway, New Zealand's light brown apple moth emerged in California, prompting the government in 2008 to bombard the Monterey Bay area. Yes, I am reading this from MSNBC. Sorry. I know. It sounds pretty lucid for something I would report on. And apparently they needed 1,600 pounds of pesticides. Then this caused respiratory problems and it killed birds, so officials had to spend $110 million to eradicate the light brown apple moth. and they still didn't eradicate it. Then there's something called, this is weird, it's called the sweet orange scab. A sweet orange scab. That sounds like an oxymoron to me. It's a fungal disease that infects citrus fruit. They found that in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Of course, quarantines, etc. Okay, well, I could go on and on, but we had a lot of beetles and a lot of bugs and wasps come in. And, I was talking yesterday about that arachnophobia movie. Remember that arachnophobia movie where somebody got bit by a spider and he got sent back to his family because he died? And in the coffin was the big nasty spider that bit him. I forget if it was from South America. And this is a movie, but it was a good movie. Scary movie, arachnophobia. Like, ooh, you know, spooky for Halloween. Good movie for Halloween. And so as it brought the body back, the spider somehow produced progeny by himself, unless it was a mama spider, but I don't know if it was impregnated. And then all these spiders went around the city and were biting people, and it was pretty scary. And I'm no Siskel and Ebert. I'm sorry. Good movie. My husband liked the movie. Thought it was stupid. But that's how they come in. They come in coffins. They come in crates. These bugs come in. They don't necessarily come in on fruits and vegetables. So that's what happened. Looks like we really need Homeland Security to get involved and do what they need to do. I know anti-terrorism is extremely important, but maybe they need to hire a couple other people. Okay. Now, good news for those of us that are chocoholics. Chocolic. All right. Women who had a large consumption of chocolate. Swedish scientists. See, the sweetest, they know what to do because they're sweet. They report that eating chocolate seems to lower a woman's risk of stroke. What about guys? Doesn't say. But I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. But listen, we women eat the chocolate. Guys aren't that big on chocolate. You know, my husband, he'll always pass on the chocolate, so I love him. That's why I married him. All right, so they say women who had the highest consumption of chocolate, and they, you know, surveyed and they tested all these women, and the highest consumption of chocolate is 2 candy bars a week. 2 candy bars a week. I ate 2 candy bars a meal. 2 candy bars a week had a 20% reduced risk of stroke. So if I eat 2 candy bars a meal, what's my risk of stroke? I don't know. Anyway. All right, so apparently cocoa and chocolate contains flavonoids, have antioxidant properties, and they're yummier than vegetables. And so they also suppress your oxidation of your bad cholesterol, your LDL protein. So anyway, chocolate, and chocolate. All right, now, I'm a happy girl. Come on, this is really, really good breaking news. All right, so now, again, remember, it's dark chocolate, it's not the milk chocolate. Now, sad news for men is extra vitamin E may be associated with prostate cancer. They say men taking supplemental vitamin E may be increasing their risk for prostate cancer by up to 17%. These are researchers from the Glickman Urological and Kidney Institute. Glickman Urological and Kidney. I would love to have a urological institute named after me. The Dahlia Gynecological Institute. Anyway. All right. So they say for every 1,000 men who take vitamin E, 76 men get cancer. Compared to 65 men who weren't. Well, that's not a big increase. See, this study came out because remember yesterday we were talking about how vitamins may be bad for women. Now they're saying, well, let's not leave out the men. Vitamin E may be bad. Now, remember, we used to put everybody on vitamin E. Everybody had to take vitamin A, vitamin E for their heart. But they said, get this, if selenium is in your vitamin, you were protected. All right, so if you're going to take vitamin E, I guess take selenium. I don't know. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show and your calls. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container.
container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting a electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
And the boogie woogie flu, don't be asking your doctor for a Z-Pack. It's not going to work. Just kind of, you know, boogie it on out. Working on out. All right, here we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at Dr. Dahlia. Your tweets on Dr. Dahlia as well. Please follow me on Twitter so I can give you up-to-date medical updates. And don't forget, we are going to Alaska. We have the Alaskan cruise coming up, and you need to get your cabin before we completely book up with all our cabins. We have been already booking cabins, but we still have some left. We're going to have parties and lectures and prizes, and it's going to rock and roll. It is going to be an excellent, excellent cruise. And, of course, we get a good deal because we're going as a group. So, yes, of course I'm going. Yeah, you're going to have to see me. But you see, it's Alaska, so I'm not going to be in a bathing suit. Okay? You guys could kind of breathe easy. Okay, now remember the Swedish came up with a study about chocolate. Good job. Well, they also came up with a study now saying pollution really does cause arteriosclerosis and hardening of the arteries. We thought it was just cholesterol. We thought it was just smoking, but not pollution, too. Now, they've been, this isn't news, breaking news. I mean, they've been talking about pollution and causing heart disease for years. We've known that people who live in polluted cities are more at risk of dying from hardening of the arteries than not. But, you know, these researchers say they found a clear connection between increasing levels of organic environmental toxins and arteriosclerosis. Now, organic environmental toxins. I don't know if that means, you know, methane gas from a burp or a fart or something, but I think they're actually talking about, you know, smoke and, you know, carbon and things like that. But, you know, still, you could tell your kids to kind of, you know, put a plug in it or go to the bathroom if you have to. Now, we've talked about some of the most polluted cities. You know, CBS came up with a list, CBS News, saying, you know, they gave us a list. Number 10 was Modesto, California. Then there was a bunch of ties. You had Louisville, Kentucky, Jefferson County. You had Cincinnati. You had Birmingham. Pittsburgh was on the list for the 10 worst kind of polluted cities. Fresno, Hanford, California, Visalia, California, Phoenix and Los Angeles. And then number one was Bakersfield for the most Bakersfield. I was shocked when that came out. Bakersfield was one of the most polluted cities in America. Now, in the world, the most polluted cities in the world, luckily America wasn't one of them. Number 10 was Kanpur, India. Number 9, oh, I'm not going to be able to pronounce these, Yasuj, Iran. Number 8 was Gaborone, Botswana. Number 7, Peshawar, Pakistan. Wait a second. We used to call it Pakistan, but then Obama said it's Pakistan. All right, here's the thing. If you're going to do the accent, okay, you either go Pakistan or you go Pakistan. All right? But you don't go Pakistan. You don't do that. Okay. Number 6 was Kermanshah, Iran. Number 5, Quetta, Pakistan. Number 4, Ludhiana, India. Number 3, Sandaj, Iran. Number 2, Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Number 1, Awaz, Iran. Iran. All right, so those are the 10 most air-polluted cities in the world. So luckily, America didn't hit the list, so that was kind of nice. So what do? You move? I don't know. I mean, what I would do is if I lived in a city. Yeah, what I live in a city is when I go outside, I hold my breath. You know, and then I get into my car and I roll down the windows. You know, I don't know, guys. I mean, what do? We live in a city. We're city folk, a lot of us. Those of you that aren't city folk that are listening right now, I know a lot of you do, especially my truckers. I love my truckers. You know, and I know you're honking. I love them. You know, just breathing the air. You're doing it right being out there, you know, in the Midwest, driving the interstate. Love it. I mean, I know truckers drive all over the place. But every time I'm out there in the Midwest, I just love the roads. You see the cornfields. It's flat. You know why I like driving around the Midwest? Because I can pass somebody. You know, it's very, very difficult out here in mountain country, right? Because I'm from Arizona and lived in northern Nevada. A lot of mountains. So it was very, very difficult to pass. There were always curves. But when I drive the Omaha to Kansas City drive, right, going through Iowa, oh, flat. I mean, I could gun it. Oh, I'm sorry. There could be some police listening. Sorry. I mean, I'll drive the speed limit and pass cars. Yeah. So anyway, I love the Midwest. I think the Midwest is great. You know, where would I retire if I could retire anywhere? Here's the thing. Honestly. I love New York City. I was born in LA, so I love LA. Wine country. Oh my gosh. Who wouldn't want to retire in wine country? I'd probably also retire if there was a place called Bacardi country. No. Margarita country. So I don't know. I don't know where I would want to retire. You know what would probably ideal would be like to get a studio apartment in a bunch of different cities. Cause remember, I got 2 boys. So my 2 boys are going to run off and get married and leave their mama in the dust. And when they do that, I'm going to be all alone. So do I want to be in a city all alone or do I want to be where they are? Well, you know, being the controlling pain in the butt mom that I am, I'm going to follow my babies, right? And if my daughter-in-law doesn't like it, she can lump it. They're my babies. They're my boys. My boys, no one's going to take them away. If they're going to take them away, they're going to follow my rules. All right, where are we at here? Oh, this is interesting. Okay, now for those of you that are, you know, thinking about my Alaskan cruise, think about it, okay? Don't change your mind after this news. But Japan looks like it's going to offer thousands of free airfares to lure tourists. Officials next year plan to offer 10,000 travelers to Japan free airfares to visit Japan, which is obviously still coping with the whole tsunami-triggered nuclear meltdown from Fukushima, etc. Government officials say the nation is safe for travel, right? Anywhere but the area, of course, except around the, you know, nuclear power plant. Now, what they want to do is the Japan Tourism Agency, what they're going to do is they're going to ask the would-be travelers to submit online applications for free flights detailing the region of the country they would like to visit. Okay? Now, remember, you can't call them up and say you want to go to the Dotsudai Alaskan cruise for free. This is for if you want to go to Japan. All right? Agency will select winning entrants who will be required to write a review of their experiences in Japan to be published on the Internet. Travelers are asked to cover their own hotels and meals. Officials hope that positive reports from tourists will help lure travelers back to Japan. Interesting, people. Interesting. So, I mean, for those of you that are really thinking about where to go, again, don't forget my cruise. But that's always a good idea. Now, you know, also, one story I didn't get to yesterday that came out is Great Britain may be offering free funerals. Did you hear about this? Okay, apparently, in Great Britain, they don't have enough people that want to donate organs. Now, this isn't for live donors, for live organ donors. These are for people who will put on their driver's license that they're going to be an organ donor. So if they die, then the British government will pay for their funeral. So what they're hoping is family members will say, you know, look, you know, you're about to die. We don't have money for your funeral. Go be an organ donor. And they're hoping that would kind of, you know, speed things up in the transplant process and organ donation process. Apparently 18 million people right now in the UK have signed up to donate organs. I don't know what the numbers in America, because there's not an article out. An article has to be out for me to know. Right. Or I have to interview somebody. Yeah, I guess I have to get off my butt and do an interview one of these days. I will. But, you know, just to put this into perspective, in the UK, well, wait a second. America isn't offering the free funerals. So I guess it doesn't matter. The UK is. 18 million people in the UK have signed up to donate organs. Yet only 1,000 people a year actually do so because very few die in circumstances that allow their organs to be harvested properly. So, but they say Great Britain has among the lowest rates of organ donation in Europe and half the rate of the U.S. So if they have half the rate of the U.S. and they only have 1,000, then let's do the math. Dead 2,000. Okay, good. So, I mean, I'm not saying the number is 2,000. I don't want to quote that, but, you know, we're doing the math. So a free funeral. And we talked about this, you know, when my grandmother and my father died within a 3-month period, nobody in my family had money, so they were going to cremate them. And I'm like, no. They want to be buried. That's what they want to do. They go, if, you know, you want them buried, you pay for it. And two funerals wiped us out. I didn't realize how expensive funerals are. And in my family, nobody prepares. Nobody thinks about their death. Nobody prepares. Nobody goes to the mortuary and gets their, nobody does that. It's bad luck in our family. That's just how they feel. So then, you know, the only relative that wants to bury him ends up paying for it. That's how it goes. But it's expensive. So maybe a free funeral ain't bad. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call, 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Everybody is applauding this Chicago mom who ran a marathon in her 39th week of pregnancy, then goes into labor, grabs a sandwich and delivers a baby, healthy baby. Her name is Amber Miller. She gave birth to a 7-pound, 13-ounce baby girl. I wouldn't have run a marathon if I was pregnant. I remember playing softball once, pregnant. And they got me out, you know, when I was trying to run to home base. And then they said two outs, you know, because I had a fetus. And so I was like, well, to heck with that. You know, if I'm going to get two outs, just because I'm pregnant, I'm not going to play anymore. So I stopped playing sports when I was pregnant. But, you know, they say it wasn't her first pregnancy, it wasn't her first marathon, it wasn't the first time she ran in a marathon pregnant. It's just, I really get nervous about the blood supply to the baby. You know, when you're running, especially a marathon, your blood has to go to the heart, your blood has to go to a lot of your central organs, and you get vasoconstriction. The arteries start to constrict. And I know the baby's healthy. Thank God. That's wonderful. And, they say if you are an avid athlete, you could continue the athletics up. We just don't want you going from couch potato to an avid athlete, you know, when you're pregnant, if you've never been. But I still worry that, you know, you want the body to get as much blood flow as possible and as much, you know, peanut butter and ice cream. That's what I did. All right. Let's see what's going on in Michael Jackson news. In Michael Jackson news, in the Conrad Murray trial, the doctor that performed the autopsy, doubts that Michael Jackson caused his own death. Now, remember, this is the defense. Dr. Conrad Murray's team is saying that Michael Jackson injected his own propofol. So if he died from the propofol, it's not because Conrad Murray gave it to him, it's because Michael Jackson gave it to him. Conrad Murray was out of the room when this happened. And the doctor that performed the autopsy said, no, that doesn't make any sense. He did acknowledge that the amount of propofol present in Jackson's blood was too high to have been caused by just the small infusion that Conrad Murray said he gave him, 25 milligrams. He said there was a lot more that was given, but they said it doesn't make sense that he would have administered his own. So that's kind of what's going on there. Apparently what you do is you give a bolus of this medicine when you're in the anesthetic part of things in terms of the operation with surgery. When you're given your propofol, a lot of times they give a bolus, which is a certain amount, like the 25 milligrams at this particular case, and then you do an IV drip. So because remember, propofol, you can wake up pretty quickly from that. You could wake up 4 to 5 minutes later. So you do an IV drip to keep the person asleep. Again, I'm just baffled that this would have been used for Michael Jackson to put him to sleep. I'm baffled that they would do something like this, of course, without any monitoring. But that's what they're talking about. They're talking about somebody gave it to him, but then somebody had to continue the IV infusion for him to have levels that high. So if he injected himself with it, how did he do the IV infusion? Okay. And that's where they're going. I mean, true, he could have maybe infused the IV bag before he fell asleep and then lied down. But, you know, that's unlikely. Again, I'm not an attorney. But that's what the prosecution says. Okay. Now, this is interesting. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the group Weezer and Mikey Welsh, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, a former bassist. He had died in Chicago a couple weeks ago. But what's kind of creepy about this is they're saying in the news that he actually tweeted that he was going to die in Chicago. On his Twitter account on September 26th, he said, I dreamt I died in Chicago next weekend, having a heart attack in my sleep. Correction, the weekend after next. And apparently he did die, actually a few days ago, in a Chicago hotel room. Now, they don't believe he committed suicide right now. From what I understand, the cause of death is unknown. But that is weird that he predicted and tweeted when he would die. Oh, that's spooky. Absolutely spooky. All right. Also, something else kind of spooky is there's a girl who has been burglarizing homes. Minnesota teenager arrested for burglarizing neighbor homes, right? Stealing cash and household items. Not for drugs, not for food, not for fun, but because this 18-year-old girl has a pornography addiction. Yes. Pornography addiction. So what she does is she goes through the doggy door, gets into the people's houses, steals whatever so that she could buy pornographic DVDs. And I don't know how expensive pornographic DVDs are. I mean, you'd think she could get a job at a fast food place if she really wants to purchase movies. But the reason I bring this up, not because I want to make fun of a teenager who's into porn. I think, you know, a lot of teenagers are into porn. An addiction at that age, really? Gosh, she needs help. But doggy doors. I can't tell you how many people break through doggy doors. People, you got to do something with these doggy doors. Now, we have a big yellow lab. Of course, you know, we tell everybody in the neighborhood it's a pit bull. You know, when we have beware of dog signs, we want people to think we have a pit bull. But it's a yellow lab and kind of dopey, but cute. Poo-poo's like there's no tomorrow, clears the house. And, but we have a big doggy door for him. And my husband keeps saying, a man can crawl through the doggy door. And we were broken into a few months ago. And a six-foot guy tried to break into the house. Luckily, the alarm went off and, you know, the moat opened up and the drawbridge went up and, you know, our security forces came and people came down from helicopters. And so, of course, the dog was asleep the whole time. But at least we have other security in place. But the doggy door. So, I mean, guys, if you have doggy doors, medium or large sizes, you need to do something. You need to, because that's what people are doing. And they may have a porn addiction. All right. Speaking of addictions, there's a lady in the UK who has a Diet Coke addiction, but she drinks 7 pints a day, so 14 2-liter bottles every week. This woman has been drinking for 10 years. Now, I know a lot of you guzzle Diet Coke. You're like, well, I'm not drinking Coke. I'm not drinking Coke. I'm drinking Diet Coke, so I'm not going to gain weight. You gain weight with Diet Coke, people. We've talked about this. You gain weight with diet drinks. You do. Now, I'm not trying to put down Coke, okay? It could be Pepsi. It could be any of them. But diet drinks, you gain weight. The aspartame, it kind of induces your appetite. Not to mention those things wreak havoc on your teeth and your kidneys. But 14 2-liter bottles every week. She have a drink. She have coffee in the morning, and then she have nothing else but her Diet Cola. She loved her Diet Coke. She was gaining weight. People would look at her house like, what? So she got off the addiction. She said it was tough. She said it was tough. She lost the weight. See, honestly, guys, you know, drink water. Water. I know a lot of you like your coffee. Again, be careful with the creamer and what else you put in there, you know, but water, you gotta, remember, I mean, this is your body. I know you guys put good fuel into your body. You won't put Diet Coke in your car, would you? No, you give it the fuel it needs. Same thing, people. All right, so, the study at Yale was the one that found that aspartame and saccharin both increased the desire to eat more. This came out in 2010. I don't know if any of you were listening to my show back then. I don't know if any of you are listening now, all right, but maybe you should. And apparently artificial sweeteners actually, you know, reward the food brain centers. So you don't feel like your craving has subsided, but you're induced to want to be satisfied more. And that's how saccharin and aspartame work. And remember, I'm really nervous about aspartame because if you leave your diet drink in the heat, it could turn to formaldehyde. But man, I can't believe all that Coke. That's some pretty, pretty scary stuff. Okay. I also want to talk about restless leg syndrome pretty quickly. A lot of us have restless leg syndrome where in the middle of the night our legs kind of, you know, cramp and they move. Well, they found that a lot of women that have restless leg syndrome actually have high blood pressure. Now, they don't know why people with restless leg syndrome may have high blood pressure. They see it more with women. But they found that there's a significant correlation with that. Now, I don't know if it's just because as we get older, more of us get high blood pressure. And as we age, more of us get restless leg syndrome. But I got to tell you, I see restless leg syndrome more in women than men. It's interesting. More of my women complain of restless leg syndrome. Me, I get restless leg syndrome. I mean, I kick my husband a lot in my sleep. But and I love him, but I do. I kick a lot. So I go, restless leg syndrome. Sorry, baby. All right. So get your blood pressure checked. All right. For those of you that can listen to the next hour, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Taking your calls. Don't go away. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs and helps weight loss, is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.